Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Tes Vav. The David Holech Vashav Me'al Shaul. So now the principles of the story for the next many prakim are going to meet directly in the text. Before we saw David playing music and singing for Shaul, but we never saw them interact. Now there is some more interaction taking place. So David, we mentioned, had stayed home and was hanging with the sheep, as we're about to say, while his three older brothers went to war. So David was going to and fro from Shaul. Meaning, when Shaul had melancholy, had the evil spirit upon him, David would play music for Shaul. But in between times, when Shaul was feeling better, in between his kind of, as it were, bipolar episodes, so David would return back home. Liro sets son Aviv, Beis Lachem. And he would go return to Beis Lachem to be a shepherd, to tend to his father's sheep. So some of the Mefarshim say that David was first summoned to play music for Shaul after the battle with the Plishtim. So even though we mentioned David being appointed king already, and we mentioned David being appointed singer already, but it's slightly out of order because the Navi is not necessarily chronological. And so David, instead of this pshat, the other version of the pshat, says that David used to do errands. He used to go back and forth, such as the one that we're going to mention right now, that his father would send him on to his older brothers. So according to some, the reason we didn't see interaction between David and Shaul before is that they had not met yet. They're going to meet now in the battlefront with Goliath standing there mocking Klal Yisrael. Tes Zayin, Vayigash HaPlishti Hashkem V'Ha'arev V'Yisyatzev Arboim Yom. The Plishti came forth and stood there in the valley, challenging Klal Yisrael morning and evening and shouting insults. Why morning and evening? Hashkem v'ha'arev, specifically during the time of Zman Kriyashma, when Klal Yisrael is going to say Kriyashma, which has the power to save us from the hands of our enemies, and Goliath is trying to stop Klal Yisrael from having that zechus. And so, he keeps interrupting Kriyashma to scream at them and take away our most valuable defense, which of course is faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead, morning and evening, he came out for 40 days, which is insult piled on top of insult over and over again. Yud Zayin. So David comes on a fateful day to come to the battle lines. How does he come to be there this day? Vayomer Yishai lo David beno. So Yishai says to his son David, I need to send you on an errand. And if one goes back and thinks of the other son sent on errands, it can be a little nerve-wracking. Yosef, for example, sent to find by his father to find his brothers, ends quite tragically. This is going to go very much in the opposite way. Yehuda being sent to go get food and taking his younger brother Binyamin with him. That's actually something that's going to play a part here. As we're about to see, the Medrash is going to see this as being a parallel to David's ancestor Yehuda, safeguarding Binyamin. So Yishai said to David, his son, Kachno la'achecha eifas ha'koli hazeh. I want you to go on an errand. Bring the following to your brother. Take to your brothers an eifa of these parched grains, a delicacy or at least a snack back in the day, kali, toasted grain, vasara lechem hazeh, and 10 loaves of this bread. We mentioned earlier that loaves of bread may be what Beis Lechem was famous for in terms of gastronomic terms and the Michelin guide. Five stars. V'horeitz hamachan el achecha. And run them down, run with them to the camp, to your brothers. After 40 days of mobilizing against the Plishtim and just being sitting there, the provisions are almost gone from Klal Yisrael. So Yishai sent David to bring bread and grain, which were oven-dried while they were still moist, so that they baked in the good flavor and sweetness, and bring them in there. And he continues, not just, not by carbs alone does man live. So in addition to everything else, you should also bring Yudches ve'isaseres charitze hecholav ho'ela. Bring these 10 charitze hecholav, cakes of milk, which means cheeses. Tavi lasar ho'olef. Apparently, they didn't get the message from all the diets that dairy is supposed to be bad for you. Bring them to the captain of the 1,000. Each shevet of Klal Yisrael was divided into groups of 1,000. led by a sar, led by a captain. So the cheese is being sent to the captain of the thousand, or either the captain of the thousand to which his sons were in, or his thousand warriors that he had rousted out to go join the army. Some say the cheeses were intended for Yonasan, who had 1,000 men under his command. So either way, it's kind of a special gift of cheese. Chol of Yisrael, obviously. V'esachecho tifkod l'shalom, v'esarubo sam tikach. And ask into how the well-being of your brothers. Tifkod, mark or make note of l'shalom, their peace, whether they are peaceful, whether things are going well for them. And arubo sam, their guarantee, their collateral, you should take. An orev, who signs in all of the babas in Shas, is a co-signer, a guarantor. So the Medrash understands aruba sum to be a guarantee of some kind. So what is it a guarantee of? So we know that when David became king, when soldiers would go off to war, he would have all of the husbands write a get, a kind of conditional get, if they don't come back, so that they shouldn't have to fall to Yibum. If they died in battle, the get will apply retroactively from the day that it was written. And this was a principle, says the Gemara in Ksubos, that David learned from Yishai. So Yishai is sending him now to talk about making sure that this get, so that the wife is not an aguna. That's another issue. This way, if there's a retroactive get, she won't be an aguna. She will be secured and cared for. They had left in such a hurry, they hadn't written their gittin in originally. But others say arubasam, the Medrash says, is that he's making good on Yehuda's guarantee that he had made for Binyamin. To take Binyamin to Mitzrayim, he had guaranteed the safety of Binyamin. And David is going to fulfill this by killing Goliath, because Goliath is targeting Shaul. And Shaul is a descendant of Binyamin. So Hashem tells him, you're endangering yourself to save the descendant of Binyamin, just like your Zayda Yehuda did to save Binyamin himself. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be in both of your portions of land together. So when a man has his sons far away, he gets great joy in knowing that they're safe. And David is going to do this for Yishai and give him peace of mind. Many apologies for going over 7 minutes, but that's the way the matzah crumbles sometimes.